Joe, I know there's no quiet time of year for the hospital. That's quite clear from everything that we've said so far today. But typically, we're going into a very busy time for the hospital again, autumn and winter. How can the community support the hospital during this period?
It's a very good question, Darren. At the moment, there are lots of times when, unfortunately, the teams at Milton Keynes have to speak to patients and families about cancelling appointments, moving appointments. I can assure you we don't come to work to mess around people on such a serious issue as an appointment. But unfortunately, we do quite often get a very bad reaction from members of the public. If there's one thing I would ask from the community over the next few months is to try wherever possible to support the team here at Milton Keynes University Hospital and across the health and care system, where we are all trying our best in what can be some very difficult and challenging and changing circumstances. We will do our best and we will treat you as quickly and as well as we possibly can do.
I guess at the end of the day, it is really a partnership, isn't it, between the community and the hospital. As you said, your staff are under a lot of stress. There's a lot of things happening in the NHS at the moment. And I guess, you know, the message is to try and work with the hospital and the staff as much as possible.
You're right. And if I can say to your listeners that almost 9 out of 10 people that work in Milton Keynes Hospital live within 5 miles of it, and at least 9 out of 10 of all of the patients that we treat at Milton Keynes Hospital are all Milton Keynes residents. So this isn't about doing something for people who come in from miles away. These are local people treating local patients, and we in very difficult circumstances need to come together and make sure that we do the best we can.